The Chinese today reported that economic growth for 2015 was 6.9%. That is the slowest pace of growth in 25 years.
Next year, we're going to say it's the lowest it's been for 26 years. Because its slowdown is going to continue. It's a maturing, upper-income country now.
That's Yukon Huang of the Asia Program at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He used to be the World Bank's country director for China, and he joined us to describe the major transformation that's underway in China's economy.
The manufacturing sector is shrinking, and its services, its retail, financial services, health, education, they're starting to take off.
If I'm, say, a factory worker in a Chinese city, what would I be experiencing that reflects these changes?
Well, if you go to some of the more dynamic regions in China, particularly in the south in Guangdong province, you have companies which formerly specialized, let's say, in shoes or in textiles. They're starting to either move to cheaper centers abroad, or they're relocating the factories in the interior of China where wages are much less. This creates a lot of hardships because some people are losing their jobs, some people don't want to move, and this is creating social problems in the country.
So a lot of Chinese workers these days would be thinking of workers in wherever, Vietnam, and thinking their low wages are costing me my job.
Well, I think that would be a concern, but we have to remember something quite different is going on in China in terms of the employment market. Here's a country where wages have been increasing by about 10 to 12% a year for a decade and a half. You compare that with the rest of the world where people count themselves lucky if they get a wage increase of 2 to 3%. But this is starting to change. So those which are unfortunate have to find another job. They can still find another job, but in many cases, the new job doesn't pay them as much as the previous one.
Well, these are the consequences of the move away from manufacturing that you're describing. What about the increase in service sector jobs? How would I, as a Chinese consumer, experience that these days?
Well, Chinese long ago moved up from the stage where the basic concern was trying to feed themselves. They're now a very large segment of whatever you would call the middle class, perhaps 250 million of them. So they're looking for more sophisticated products. And when you go to China these days, you see lots of new malls, explosion in terms of restaurants, a lot of tourist activities. Financial services is booming. Today you read about equity markets and its collapse as the headline. But the actual more dominant financial activity in China is that everyone's buying via the internet. The Amazons that we think about here in the United States, multiply that 2 or 3 times, and you get what's happening in the retail sector in China.
And shopping via internet there can be shopping very fast.
Well, shopping can be very fast. It's very easy access. The choices are enormous. If you want to buy a shoe, if you want to buy a table, you can have it delivered in 2 or 3 hours. So this is a very dramatic change in the way the Chinese buy. And this is what's happening in terms of this financial services sector in China.
Now, China, over the past few decades, has moved tens or hundreds of millions of people out of rural poverty into modern lives in cities. Does the slowdown in economic growth in China mean that that process will have to slow down also, or that it can't continue, or can it keep it up at that pace?
This is a big question in China. 20 years ago, China was 20% urban. Now it's 55% urban. Many of these people have gone to the large cities along the coast, the Beijing, Shanghai, Shenzhen. So these cities are 20, 25 million. Most people would think cities of 20, 25 million would be actually enormous, too big. So the government is saying to its citizens, you can move to the smaller cities. So this is a big predicament because the best paying jobs, the demand for workers, the high productivity activities, they all lie in these big cities. So the question for government, question for the people is, can I free up and allow people to move wherever they want to? But if they did, these very large cities would get much larger.
Yukon Huang, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Yukon Huang of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.